Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Trojan Preview for week two of the high school football season. Jim Field joined by Atlantic head football coach Eric Waldstein, coming off a tough one to open up the season last week on the road. Tough for a lot of reasons. Tough because we ran into a good ball club in Clarinda, but also tough because the weather didn't do us a whole lot of favors last week. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm getting by.
Let's talk a little bit about last week. I know it's not much fun to talk about last week's performance. It kind of got off to a rough start with an interception that went back the other way on the first play from scrimmage, and just a lot of mistakes out there and a lot of tough play in that tough conditions last week. I know that's not what you wanted to see, but you've got to build now from there, and you knew you were going to have to build from week one to week two anyway, right?
You know, in all my years of coaching, that's when teams make their biggest improvements, is from week one to week two. We needed to get out there and, you know, do our thing when the bullets were flying, and then we watched the film and learned from it.
That's a pretty good Clarinda team, though, isn't it?
Yeah, they're with that goofy offense they run, that causes some fits. They're pretty good. They've got some size up front, and they've got a lot of, big farm kids that, just want to, shove you around and, knock you off the football, and that's kind of what happened to us.
Well, and they had a lot of kids that were able to carry the football in that ball game too, and they do come up with a lot of different options out of that offense that they run, but it was difficult to kind of identify some things. They didn't throw the ball that much. You pretty much knew what you were going to get from them, but they just seemed to be a little bit more polished, I guess. You didn't see them last year, but we watched the Atlantic Clarinda game last year when they first installed that offense, and they looked tough. They were running into each other. They really didn't know where they were going, and I guess we kind of watching the game the other night, we kind of likened their situation from last year to this year to your situation, where these kids are still learning a new offense, and they're still working to perfect all that. And, you can't expect perfection right out of the gate. You know things are going to take a little time.
Yep, yeah, and that's kind of what we thought as we talked as a coaching staff after the game, that, like I said, we had some stuff we needed to work on, and that's what the coaches, that were on staff last year said the same thing. They said, hey, the Clarinda looked a lot better this year than they did last year, just from, they didn't make near as many mistakes as they did the year before, and they just looked like a better football team.
Can you talk a little bit about the weather conditions, Coach? Because that was kind of wacky. We had about an hour and 15-minute delay, and having to come back out and then play in the wet, sloppy conditions like we had out there. I mean, how much of an effect does that have on kids playing football?
This was my first experience having lightning, do that to a football game before. So, judging from my first experience, it's not good. it's tough to, it was nice in some aspects because you get a little bit longer to, to talk to the kids and, make some adjustments and things like that. But, when you're down, like we were down at halftime, it's really tough to get the kids fired up and, ready to come back out the second half and play.
But really, only about one drive. If one drive goes well early in that second half, that game could have been a whole lot different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were in the game, right up there in the second half. And then, we came out and we were pretty flat. And, they wanted it more than we did in the second half.
What do you take for positives out of that contest?
There were a couple things that we, looked pretty good in, scheme-wise, and, Joey did run the football pretty well. There were a few things. The biggest thing that, that we took out of it is, I think it's a negative and a positive, is, we saw, as coaches and the players saw their effort level. And, we know that, that's been our main focus all week, is, we've got to give better effort. Mm-hmm. And, I think the kids needed to see that on film, and, we as coaches needed to see that, hey, we're not giving enough effort. We need to do a better job of harping on that, not so much, hey, you're taking the wrong step here, making the wrong read here. It's more, even if you don't know where you're going or you don't know what you're doing, you better be giving 100% effort.
Well, and getting back into that football mindset, too, when you talk about effort, if the play is designed to go one direction and you're out there blocking one way and all of a sudden you're kind of standing around watching as the play is going a different route, why are you standing around watching? Get out, hit somebody. You got to get back into that mindset.
Yep, and that's what we've really been focusing on this week, is, you know, hey, you better be hitting somebody every play.
Brody Peterson came out after he went down, looked like maybe some sort of a leg injury. How's he?
He's fine. He just his hamstring was cramping up a little bit, and you know, it was kind of an odd cramp. It was cramping up, you know, right back behind his knee. But he's been hydrating all week, and yeah, he's been practicing. He's fine.
Well, looking ahead to this week now, chance to open up at home against a Denison team that really kind of tripped all over themselves last week as well against a very good Harlan ball club. But if I remember correctly, looking at the numbers, I think they turned the ball over. I think they had 7 fumbles in the ball game. You know, it's crazy to think you can actually go out and win a football game doing that kind of a thing. Is that a team that's still trying to find its way as well from what you've seen?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're, you know, from a skill matchup standpoint, you know, we're very similar teams, you know, size-wise. And, you know, we look at them on film, we're like, well, you know what, hey, we match up pretty well with these guys from a skill set standpoint. You know, and they run the Veer option, kind of, you know, similar to what we do. They run it a little bit different than we do, but it's very similar. And, you know, I think, you know, if we come out and execute and, you know, and give the same amount of effort tomorrow night that we've been given all week in practice, we've got a great opportunity.
Well, I noticed they had 5 or 6 kids who carried the football in that game, but it didn't look like there was anybody that carried for more than about 60-some yards. Do they not really have a go-to person right now?
Yeah, they really don't have a go-to guy, you know, and that was one of the things that we looked at and we talked about on Monday, you know, was trying to figure out, because they run a, you know, 3 or 4 different formations, you know, with what should be different personnel groups. You know, and that's one thing that we talked about was, well, can we personnel these guys? Can we figure out, you know, who their blocking back is and, you know, and who their option guy is? And, you know, and we, you know, after sitting down and breaking down the film, we really couldn't find anything like that. I mean, they've kind of just, you know, they've got a lot of guys that, you know, kind of have the same skill set, and they're just, you know, kind of spreading things out.
Well, and as far as passing goes, it looked like they hit on about 50% of their attempts. Is that an issue?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, with what they do out of the passing game, you know, I think we'll be okay. You know, last week we didn't see any passing, and I think, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, that we can do pretty well, because we are a little bit smaller up front. You know, we're pretty quick off the edges, and, you know, with what we do with our blitzes and our man coverage and things, you know, going against a passing team is probably a little bit better for us than going against a team that's just going to line up and shove the ball down our throat for 4 quarters.
You bet. How important is this ball game for you guys right now? You know, it's. I know last week was last week, and that's fine. You move on, but the kids want to show some. They want to show something. I mean, they don't want folks around town to be saying, "Oh my Lord, what happened?" You know, they want them to come out to the Trojan Bowl and say, "Hey, we understand. We made some mistakes. We're working. We're getting better. We're mentally, we're understanding our assignments better, and physically, we're executing things a little bit better." They want to go out and perform well.
Yeah. Yep. And that's, you know, and I think, you know, more than anything, and this is kind of what we've stressed, you know, as a coaching staff, is, you know, hey, you know, we love the community, and we love the support that, you know, that are, you know, the community and, you know, the families and everything give us. But, you know, the big thing for us is, you know, we're a smaller team, we're a tight-knit group, and, you know, for us, it's, you know, it's about us. You know, what can we do to, you know, to help each other improve and to make us better as a football team? And, you know, that's something we've been stressing since day one, that, you know, it's you know, like I said, we love the community, and, you know, we love our families and everything else, but, you know, we're a family too, and that's, you know, we want to make ourselves better, and, you know, really, you know, we're really focused on us right now and what we can do to make ourselves better.
Yeah, Coach, for folks who maybe watched the game last week but weren't really sure because they haven't really seen a Veer run very much, are there assignments all the way around? It's not just like zone blocking for kids. Do they have specific assignments, even the guys who aren't carrying the football?
Yeah, we've got, you know, when we're blocking up front, you know, we've got different checks that we're, you know, that we're looking for to, you know, to run things certain directions. And everybody's got an assignment that they do up front. It's not necessarily a man blocking scheme where it's, you know, well, hey, you're blocking this guy and you're blocking this guy. You know, there are, you know, a few certain situations where, you know, if a guy's got a 3 technique on him, it's like, hey, this is the guy you got to block. But you know, we do, you know, it is, you know, hey, you're headed this direction, and you take the first opposite color jersey that, that crosses your face.
Well, and defensively too, you can't just hit. You gotta wrap up.
Yep. And that's we've spent a lot of time this week working on tackling drills and, you know, running through our tackle gauntlet, and, you know, just making sure that, you know, we do a better job of tackling.
What's the mindset of the kids right now? Are they mad?
I think, you know, a little bit of it is, you know, they're mad. I think the big thing is that, you know, they're not really down on themselves, but they are disappointed in themselves with the, you know, with the effort that they gave, and they know that we've got to play better.
Very good. Well, we'll come out and see an angry football team coming up tonight at the Trojan Bowl then, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Good. Well, very good. Well, it's an opportunity here because every game is important. Even the non-district games are very important, and as we mentioned in the upfront, most football teams, most coaches are going to tell you that you see the biggest growth in a football team from week one to week two. So we look forward to seeing what the Trojans have to offer here tonight. Coach, we talked about Brody. How are we overall health-wise? Pretty good?
Yeah, health-wise, we're doing great. You know, we had some guys, you know, with some bumps and bruises, you know, after the game on Friday night. But, you know, overall health-wise, we're doing great, you know, and hopefully continue that, you know, knock on wood. You know, this week we're gonna rotate some guys in at some different positions and try to get some of those guys, you know, rest when they need a rest, and you know, I think that's gonna help us out as well.
Excellent. Very good. Well, Coach, good luck tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
You bet. That's Eric Waldstein, head coach of the Atlantic Football Trojans. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us this week on Trojan Preview.